Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz, and our good buddy, one of our goodest buddies, Tim Allen, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tool Man, how are you, buddy?
It's more important how you are, Bart.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
That's good.
I'm decent. I was talking to Horvat earlier about this. There's too much information, and I'm trying really hard to block it out. You know?
Like what information?
Well, today we've got the NFL schedule leaking. And so week one we know, and that's fine. I like that.
What is it?
Week one, the Packers play in New Orleans.
Nice.
3:25. But will Aaron Rodgers be a Packer? They don't know. So that's why the Broncos are playing the Giants at the same time, assuring that Fox gets Rodgers in that window most likely.
Oh, come on.
We're also finding out Thanksgiving Day games. Packers not on Thanksgiving. I'm hearing possibly Christmas Day. So there's leaks that come out throughout the day, but we're all chasing these leaks. Yet all the information is going to come out at 6:30 tonight, so I don't understand what the big rush is.
Well, you know that people make millions of dollars for being 9 minutes ahead of the other guy in the media breaking a story. You know how that works.
Right. It's too much information. I'm trying to limit how much information I take in because it's just too much. I'm like today.
No, that's good. Overload, sports overload is a good thing.
My life is not important enough to be as busy as I always am. I don't need text. I don't need emails. I don't need calls as I'm trying to give my son a bath. It's too much.
Well, we're here to provide as much information to our audience as we can.
Right, and that's why I like sitting down every night, watching sports games and matches, doing my work, collecting the information then. I don't need it all day long.
I personally like putting the audience first still. And I know it's maybe an archaic way to go at radio these days, Bart, but I still adhere to putting that audience first. Beyond my coworkers, beyond my bosses.
Oh, I agree. Without audience, there's no show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be that way. So give them all that information. Let it loose, Bart.
Well, that's what we're doing today. I decided right away this morning I'm going to put my own neurotic problems behind, and we've been just dropping leaks as they come in all day.
Okay,
Sam,
good.
His microphone works, has been great to deliver those. It's really been tremendous.
Excellent.
You want to give it a try just to see?
Microphone check, 1, 2.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah,
look
at
that.
There he is.
Sounds real good. All right, we got to talk about small ball. And I know the Brewers have shied away from it. This is the analytical era where you do not want to give up outs. You just do not want to give up outs. And I heard you talking I'm not sure who it was, but you were talking to somebody about how the worst part of the game is strikeouts. And no longer are they looked down upon. It's just, oh, I got a strikeout. Oh, big deal. Yeah. You know, it's just part of it. There were a couple of tweets from Don August last night, former Brewer pitcher. He says, I know the Brewers don't bunt, but God, I would love to see them do it one time late in a close game. Over the past few weeks, we've had multiple runners in scoring position, stranded by a multitude of unproductive at-bats. The game's changed, but maybe a team will revert back to it one day. I do understand people's frustration watching the struggling offense not do everything in their power to manufacture runs. And I get it, and I'm willing to go with Craig into the bunker on this. This is not the way you want to perform for your baseball team. But where I don't get it, and where something needs to change, is the extra innings, especially when you're the home team and you have one run. You need one run. Yep. You don't need six. You don't need five. You don't need two. You need one to win the game. You've got a runner on second, and all your guys are swinging for the fences. Why? They've got to incorporate some small ball here. I get it that the game's changed and that it's a lost art, but at some point, a team is going to start going back to it, and a team's going to start winning because of it.
You just wonder, Bart, where council is, and you sound like me on the post-game show last night. You sound almost identical to me. But I wonder, where is the breaking point for council? At what point?
Well, that's what I said this morning. He's not going to say, okay, I've been wrong this whole time. I'll change it now.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But he won't announce it, but at some point, it's got to even get to him. And you know, there's examples. So you waste your big three in a loss again, and that's your bullpen. You waste another great start. Why not, given the situation, not every situation, I'm with you there. Not every single situation. I'm with Don August, just once in a while. And here's a couple of factors. One would be, you're right, Bart, it's the home team. Number two, that runner's at second base with nobody out. In theory, you don't need a hit. And that's where people come from. However, there's no guarantees the bunt gets down. There's no guarantees that things get in play. But with a struggling offense, with a shot to win a game, right there, you have a chance to win that game. Give it one try to win that game. Now, in the given situation last night, you do get through, you know, Williams, Hader, and Fire Eisen with minimal damage there. You have a chance to win. It's the lower portion of the order. You take that best bunter to move the runner over. They're going to pitch around Colton Wong, and it would bring up Lorenzo Cain. Less than two outs to win a baseball game. I'll take my chances on that every night, Bart, and I'll be over 500. Every night, Lorenzo Cain with the winning run on third base and less than two outs, personally, I would take that every night. Craig Counsell, all I'm asking is just once in a while play for that. You have a struggling offense. You have now here again, lower portion of the order. Here's another factor. Guys like Pablo Reyes, Luke Maley, Daniel Robertson's, Billy McKinney's, these are guys that want to excel in those situations. These are guys that haven't been middle of the order guys that have never been asked to bunt. These are the best guys you've got on that team to contact or small ball. All of those factors come into play here. You should actually play the song by Freddie Fender. I think he sings it, Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. And I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to go back over this season, and I'll just tell you this. There's eight examples of this, of wasted performances by the starting rotation because you didn't at times play for a run.
Oh, little Timmy Metrics.
Yeah, a little, almost like Joe did, yeah.
Joe Metrics.
Former employee of ours that went through games that they should have won. I'm just going to focus on the starting rotation because people say you win with pitching and defense. All right, let's start there. Wasted days and wasted nights. We'll start with game two of this season, April 3rd against the Twins. Corbin Burnes took a no-hitter into the seventh inning. That performance, wasted. 2-0 loss, just one hit for the offense that day. We'll go to Sunday, April 4th. Hauser, this is the lowest I'll get. Five innings of two-run ball. And that was an 8-2 loss. That one, not so much. Let's go to Thursday, April 8th, against the Cardinals. Burns, 6 shutout innings, 1 hit in a 3-1 loss. Tuesday, April 13th, against the Cubs. Woody, 6 innings, 1 run ball in a 3-2 loss. Monday, May 3rd, at Philly. Hauser, 6 innings, 2 earned runs in a 4-3 loss. Tuesday, May 4th, Eric Lauer, 6 innings of 2 earned run ball in a 6-5 loss. Now, errors in both the last two I mentioned, Hauser and Lauer. So there's a little, you know, sideways action in that one. Thursday, May 6th, Woody, 6 2/3 of 1 run ball in a 2-0 loss. Tuesday, May 11th, yesterday, Freddy Peralta, 7 shutout innings on 1 hit in a 6-1 loss in 11 innings. There's 8 games right there that if you just have a little bit of offense, and if you're not getting the offense here, Bart, the point is that you play for the win. Play for a run once in a while. I'm not saying first inning, second inning. I'm saying when it gets tight and your studs are out there in that bullpen, play for the run. Grab a victory once in a while.
So there was a really good tweet that came in from Matt as we're talking with Tim Allen. He says, Brewers have created a conflict in what they built and what they believe. They built a team on pitching and D. Those teams win by small ball. However, they have openly stated their dislike of that play style, even though they don't have the lineup for it. They don't have mashers on this lineup, especially with Yelich out. They have a bunch of 180 hitters. So you would think at some point you've got to figure that out and say small ball is going to come into play. And what would be the dumbest thing for this season, which there should be optimism. There's some good baseball players on this team. And the pitching, you just went through it, has been tremendous. You have 4 guys who could give you 7 innings of 1-hit ball with 8 strikeouts, and you wouldn't be surprised. You have a very good rotation. Yet you are wasting a lot of these performances. No way Freddie should go out there and give you the performance he did last night and come away with a loss or not a win or a no decision. There's no way for that. So they've built this team that's not going to just hit bombs, and yet they're reluctant to be their true selves at times.
Even when they were hitting bombs, Bart, they were bunting more than they are now under Craig Counsell. Go look at the sacrifice bunts in 18-19. And then you get to last year, there was 0, not a 1 in 60 games. Not one single sacrifice in 60 games. You're going to tell me that the right situation didn't come up in a 60-game stretch of baseball? Craig Counsell, as a player, now I know times are a little bit different these days, as a player averaged 6 sacrifice bunts a year. That's just him on that team. You're looking at teams that he played on that were upwards of 25 to 35 to 39 sacrifice bunts in a season. Now, again, we take this with a grain of salt because a lot of those are pitchers, and that you'll do all the time, right? You're not going to, you know, have pitchers swinging away all the time. The situations, even with one out, you're going to have a pitcher most times, you know, try and lay down a bunt. 57 sacrifice bunts in Craig Counsell's 16-year career. That's 6 per year just for him in the lineup. Can you imagine what the rest of the team was doing? I believe in 2018, under Craig Counsell, the team was bunting more, and they had Moustakas and Ryan Braun and Christian Yelich and all these guys, Yasmani Grandal. I mean, it comes in for a year. They were bunting more then.
So if Counsell's bunting a bunch in his career, because you know some of these guys, one of the things we've heard about Counsell is that he was always, you know, even as a player, he was thinking about things from a managerial spot. I wonder if when he was bunting, if he was like, God, this is so stupid. Why am I doing this?
I doubt it. Nope, I doubt it.
So then how does he change? How does he go from someone who has benefited from the bunt so much?
Because we all got
that
snowed.
Won't do it.
Bart, we all got snowed in baseball by playing this game on a spreadsheet, on numbers, and it just went away from situational baseball. And I love that part of the game. That's one of the allures of the game that got me addicted. Was what do you do in a given situation? And every situation is just a little bit different. Now, the numbers don't lie. There is some credence to that. There's some validity to the numbers. Long term, yes, here's what happens. You could spell it out. But in a given situation is one thing I really love about this game. And situational baseball has just gone away. It's just swing. Everything's just swing, 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 swing. There's no strategy. There's no more hit and run, hit behind the runner. A strategy of, you know, intentional walk. Those things are leaving. All of that has just gone away. And that's too bad. But I'm still gonna harp on it, and I'm still gonna dissect it. For sure.
Well, and even if there is a steadfast, we are not ever bunting, we will never be a team that bunts, never, ever, 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 ever. Once you get to extra innings, you got to look at it and again say, we're the home team. We just need one run. We've got three outs to play with. There's a runner already at second.
Yep.
The situation is begging. And that's one of the things we thought we'd see a lot in baseball when they implemented this, but even last year it didn't happen a lot, and clearly it's not happening now, is teams are still, like, there's a reluctance. Even with the shift, teams will give you an area of the field where there's nobody, but guys rarely lay down bunts there to get on first. Guys rarely try to poke it over there. They're just so committed. Baseball's become very stubborn. There's the defense is allowing you to do certain things, the situation is allowing you, but the stubbornness has ruled the day.
Okay, so you have 16 first pitch swings by the St. Louis Cardinals in that game, 13 of which were from the sixth inning on. You don't think that that's a strategy, that's a situation that has come up that the Cardinals kind of revamped this little, okay, let's attack. They're bringing their boys in. They're bringing in Fire Eisen. They're bringing in Williams. We've got to face Hader. Let's go into attack mode. 13 of the 16 first pitch swings were from the sixth inning on. Again, a case in point in which you change to the situation. Now, here's another reason. A couple of factors here when we're talking specifically about bunting. One would be, just remember, there's no guarantee the bunt gets down. And I understand that. We all are aware of that. Damn, he failed on the bunt. Mm. But you still have a couple of cracks at a base hit here, Bart. That's the thing. You have a backup plan. It's called a base hit. One of these days, the Brewers are going to have to realize here shortly, and health is a big concern, and a big bonus that they're getting healthier. They're actually going to have to get some hits to win baseball games. Not just, you know, you get the bases loaded on a walk, a hit by pitch, et cetera. They're actually going to have to find some green here. Now, the last factor I will say on this bunting thing, one of the reasons why it's changed so much is because rewind the clock to some of these careers. Rewind the clock back to their high school days or possibly even the Little League days. If you go all the way back to the travel ball scene, most of these Major League Baseball players, Bart, have been, quote, middle-of-the-lineup guys. You know, these 3, 4, 5 guys, these thumpers, because they're good. They made their little Greenfield Little League All-Star game, and then they got into Oak Creek High School, and they were middle-of-the-order. They were never asked to bunt or hardly asked to bunt. Then they get into the professional ranks, and here we go again. Well, our organization, potentially the Brewers, potentially other teams, just simply don't work on it. They work on it, but don't work on it enough to know that a given situation might come up where we're going to ask you to lay down a bunt. And I've said it before. And I know Sparky and I went at it some years ago on this. I made a comment and got a little flack for it. If the situation came up to win a baseball game, I would ask Prince Fielder to bunt.
Oh yeah. And then the sky was falling. Should bunt. Yeah, he's Aguilar. He should have bunted.
Oh, then the sky is falling. How could you? I mean, are you crazy? You can't ask that guy. Why not? It's only 30% chance that dude's going to get a hit. All right. And if the man isn't on third, then that hit potentially doesn't do us any good here.
We're talking Brewers with Tim Allen. We've got a couple other things going on. More Packer rumors. Week 12, they're hosting the Rams, it looks like.
Okay.
And week 16, the rumor is Browns at Packers. That'll be on Saturday. That'll be on Christmas Day.
Wow, that's a good matchup, too. And we know that 17 is Chiefs?
No. That's their 17th game. Week 17 is going to be a divisional round game. Like okay. It always is.
I thought the last game of the year, maybe it was week 18, game 17. Wasn't that Chiefs?
No.
Okay, then I read that wrong.
Yeah, they've been doing last week of the year Bears, Lions, Vikings.
Okay.
So they keep it in there. Also, Pat Baldwin Jr. is going to announce where he's going to college, or at least for a year. He is at Hamilton right now. I do see a picture here. He's sitting next to his dad, who is the coach at Milwaukee. So is his dad there just for support, or is his dad there to give him a hug when he decides to play for him at Milwaukee?
That's a big deal, right?
Sam's pumped, dude. He just stood up. He's like,
Sam, didn't you go to UWM?
Oh, yeah. Both Evan and I did.
Yeah. I had two of my brothers go, man. It's, man. Okay. Hey, one thing that we talked about this week is which brewer who has sucked, and I guess so, which of all the brewers who has sucked do you still have hope for? I said I still have hope for Jackie Bradley Jr., but I don't know. He's been a tremendous disappointment, I would say.
Yeah, it's tough. I think the league is kind of figuring him out. You know, it's unfair these days. It's tough to predict a sequence of pitches. He saw five consecutive changeups in an at-bat two or three days ago. That's just brutal. It is. He's a known fastball hitter, so he's just got to work counts. He's just got to get a little bit better. I'm going to go you one further. I'm going to say it's Keston Hira.
Yeah, he's got to figure it out and come back up here and do something.
Yeah, and I think the mental break is going to help him out a little bit. He's back playing baseball. And just to clear his mind a little bit, they put a tremendous amount of pressure on Keston. And I think once he discovers that, you know, he shouldn't be under the microscope, you know, every second of the day just because you moved to first or you're scuffling a little bit. But health is a big deal. You put Yelich and Omar back in this lineup, you will see a difference, Bart. Guaranteed, you'll see a difference.
50% capacity starting this weekend, Tim, at AmFam Funhouse.
I like it. I mean, it's another bigger step in the right direction. I like it.
Yeah, I agree that if there's, you know, we want people to get vaccinated. We want people to... You got to give them, like, incentive, you know? I don't want to get vaccinated and then only go to a game where nobody can go to. Let's do it safely. Let's get everybody in there. Let's get the stadium back. The Bucks are going to go 50% for the playoffs. Tailgating, by the way, is back, fully back.
Full. Yeah.
You still have to limit. It's groups of 1,000 is the cutoff.
There goes your party, Bart.
So, yeah, I know I've got so many friends that I could probably pull that together within a couple hours. But, yeah.
This is fun, though. I will say this. The Brewers are – this is going to be a fun National League Central race. There's going to be some ups and downs, and that Cardinal team looks pretty good, but they're beatable. And they will go through their stretches of losing, too. They will, and the Brewers will get hot. This type of pitching, Bart, you can rest assured. When that offense gets just on a little bit – we're not even asking that offense to get on a monster roll, just a little bit of a roll – with this pitching and those four guys you mentioned 15 minutes ago, they will have an extended winning streak. Promise you, it will happen. You get that good of pitching and halfway decent hitting, oh, it's going to be fun. They could put together a 7-8-9 game winning streak.
Do you want to stick around for the Pat Baldwin Jr. announcement? Otherwise, I'm going to cut you high and dry.
No, but I'm rooting for UWM, though.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous. And I didn't go there. I know Sam's freaking out, man.
This is like program defining right here.
I know.
This is like I'm going to South Beach, LeBron on TV.
The UWM is with Georgetown and Duke. And people that don't know that his dad coaches UWM are like responding to the tweet announcing it like, what the? Milwaukee? They have a team? What the hell's even happening? So, yeah, all right. Well, we're going to try to find that out. Tim, I love you.
Yeah, great conversation, Bart.